time to meet the men from the ministry. Unkind people often joke about the amount of paper in government offices, reports in duplicate, forms in triplicate, memos and breakdowns, schedules and lists. But in the General Assistance Department, at least, all these papers serve a useful purpose.
Any more data on this, too? The Ministry of Transport report, for instance?
Here you are, one. And here's a stack of government white papers. What did you want them for?
I'm going to shove them in the seat of my chair. The whole thing sagged in the middle, you know.
This old furniture's really shocking. We shouldn't have to put up with that.
Oh, there we are. Yeah, that feels a bit firmer. Mind you, the whole thing's a wreck anyway, you know. Yeah, the back's all loose, the arms are wobbly.
My chair's just as bad, one. I had to prop up the legs with the secret file. Now it won't swivel anymore. I haven't had a decent swivel for weeks.
Just as well at your age.
I'm constantly on at admin about this chair. It's very bad for my posture, you know.
Hasn't done much for the rest of your body.
Again.
Oh, thank you, Mildred.
Oh, and here's today's post, Mr. Lamb.
Thank you.
There's some papers about the European moonshot. Beats me why they spend all this money on that sort of thing.
They're hoping to bring back some valuable moon dust.
They don't have to go all that way to get dust. There's plenty on top of my wardrobe.
Oh, we got a reply from the Ministry of Transport.
Oh, yes. They asked us for a slogan to improve road safety.
Oh? What slogan did you suggest, Mr. Lamb?
Go by rail. it seems they're not too pleased. They can't even spell. They've missed out the K in idiotic.
Oh, and there's this circular from admin, sir. All members of staff are to have flu injections next week.
Flu injections?
A jab with the needle and you're all set up for the winter.
A jab with the needle? Oh, I'm not having that. Not with my delicate skin. I might bleed to death.
Oh, don't bust her. If Mildred can face it, I don't see why you can't. You will be having yours, Mildred.
Oh, you bet, sir. My dad always says, if it's free on the National Health, grab it while it's going.
Indeed.
So far, he's had 3 weeks, 5 sets of false teeth, and the pill.
I will pretend I didn't hear that. Now, these flu injections are very important, you know. You and Mr. Lamb should certainly have them.
Oh, we've all got to have them, sir. It says so here.
Oh. I can't believe they mean senior staff, you know.
Are you scared of the needle too, sir?
Certainly not. But I rely on my January flu break. Get me through the winter. It means I don't have to waste any leave.
I definitely don't want an injection. It might have unpleasant after effects.
Oh, no, sir. It just makes you sloppy and listless.
Well, there's no point in my having one. I'm sloppy and listless already.
Well, the permanent undersecretary won't be very pleased if you both try to opt out.
Never mind what Sir Gregory thinks. I've stood enough from that old pig.
Good morning, Leonard Brown.
Oh, good morning, Sir Piggery. Sir Gregory. this is a delightful surprise. Do come in, sir, and make yourself comfortable.
I'm very glad to see you, sir.
You feeling all right, you two?
We're both extremely well, thank you, sir, and very kind of you to inquire.
You're well, eh? Well, let's keep it that way. Make sure you get your injections next week. Can't have my staff off with flu.
It's rather a delicate subject, sir. Where will they stick in the needle?
Where do you think? In the rear surgery, of course.
But I don't see any reason for this.
Don't you, Lamb? Well, you'll get the point in the end. Oh, yes, sister, we'll be doing the job on Monday, so make your appointments at once. Right, Leonard Brown?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'll see that they do so, sir.
And see that you do so.
Yes. Well, the thing is, you see, Sir Gregory, I might have to forego my injection because all this work for the Ministry of Transport...
Rubbish, Leonard Brown! You'll all have injections and like it. And speaking of the Ministry of Transport... What about that report I passed you?
Oh, the Ministry of Transport, the report. Again.
I hope you haven't lost it. The committee sat for weeks on that report.
And now I'm doing the same. Yes. It's under my scrutiny. It's in a safe place.
Mm. Yes. Now, don't forget those injections, all of you. And help Sister Greer all you can.
I propose to be firm about this. I'm not going to have an injection. I intend to stand on my rights As a senior...
Citizen?
A senior... No. As a senior executive, I shall go down and tell Sister Nuff. Then she'll know exactly where she's done.
Quite right. If you can get away with it, I'll do the same.
It's not the question of getting away with it. We don't want injections. They can't make us have them.
They are for our own good, sir.
That is a matter of opinion, Mildred. If the good Lord wanted us to work every day, he wouldn't have given us flu in the first place. These medical people would be better off worrying about our posture.
Posture, sir?
That broken-down chair of mine is enough to ruin me for life. There's nothing worse than the saggy seat. I shall complain about that as well.
Minister Surgery, Sister Griot.
MacDougall here, Senior Officer Admin. I'm sorry to bother you when you're busy with injections.
I don't start injections till next week. What can I do for you?
Rather urgent. I've sent an executive down for a checkup. Mr. Shaw, do you know him?
No, I've met very few of the staff so far. I only began here on Monday.
Ah, yes. Shaw is about to be posted abroad, so please examine him thoroughly. In particular, he has some sort of complaint at the, base of his back.
Trouble with the old seat, eh? I'll have a look at that.
We need to know that he can stand the new climate, so give him a careful going over. You know the sort of thing, sound chest eyes, check heart. He'll be living in Thailand.
Bangkok?
Yes. He should be with you any moment. Much obliged to you, sister. Goodbye.
No doubt this will be Shaw. Come in.
Ah, good morning, sister. We haven't met before.
You're Shaw?
Yes. I'm afraid I have a complaint.
I'll deal with you at once. Please undress straight away.
Yes, of course. Undress?
Kindly go behind the screen and remove your things.
Well, madam, is that really necessary?
Oh, don't loiter, man. Do as you're told.
Very well, then. There's no need to push, is there?
I understand you've been having trouble with the old seat.
Oh, you've heard about that, have you? Yes, I was telling my colleague just now. Mine must be the most decrepit seat in the building. It seems to have lost all its bounce.
All the more reason for me to examine you.
Ah, yes. You think it might affect my posture?
It's possible. How are the legs?
Very wobbly. Yes, I have to prop one up with my brolly.
Rachel!
Last week it nearly dropped off. I stuck sticky tape round the top.
What?
Both arms are terribly loose.
You must be exaggerating, ma'am.
Yes, well, I've removed my garments, madam. Shall I come out now?
Yes, please, and don't dawdle.
Here I am, then.
I told you to remove all your clothes.
I refuse to take this off, madam. One must retain some dignity.
Oh, very well. Keep your bowler hat on if you must.
Thank you.
Now then, this trouble with your teeth.
Ah, yes. There's another thing, sister. It seems to have lost all its swivel.
Swivel?
Yes, my colleague has the same problem. We tried a drop of oil, but that only makes it squeak.
Excuse me, have you any history of mental trouble?
Mental trouble?
Have you ever seen a psychiatrist?
Certainly not. In my opinion, people who go to psychiatrists should have their heads examined. Now, would you please get on with whatever you're going to do, and remember, I have no clothes on.
God, what a fusspot. I certainly don't think you should go abroad.
It's chilly.
Chilly? I thought it was Thailand.
There's a terrific draught in here. Thailand?
Bangkok. Don't say you've forgotten already, Mr. Shaw.
Mr. Shaw? My name's Lennox Brown, madam.
You're not Mr. Shaw. How dare you come in and strip like that? I'll have you arrested for indecent exposure.
I didn't want to strip, madam. I came to protest about my office chair.
Office chair? I haven't time to bother with that sort of trivia.
And I also wish to state very clearly that I do not propose to have a flu injection.
Don't be absurd, man. Of course you had an injection. Sir Gregory has ruled that staff who don't have injections will be posted to a germ-free area.
Oh, where exactly?
To archives at Ballymucky. The germs can't live there. It's too cold.
Oh, I see.
Now, return to your office at once and report for your injection on Monday.
Well, if that's the way you feel, madam, I have nothing more to say. Good day to you all.
The rest of the staff may have something to say if you don't put your clothes on.
Yes. I left them behind the screen.
Oh, here, take them with you. I'm expecting another patient. You can dress in the men's room over there.
But, madam...
I think I've dealt with him. Won't have an injection, indeed. I cannot abide cowardice.
Hello, sister. All alone, eh?
How are you, Sir Gregory?
Very well, thank you. At least I was. Just now, I thought I saw a man dart across the corridor wearing nothing but a bowler hat. Must be seeing things, right?
Well, I could explain.
Yes, probably that last brandy. Anyway, I just popped in, sister, to check that you're all set for Monday's injection.
I certainly am. If you wish, I can do you first, while the needle's still sharp.
Yes. Now, the thing is, I myself will be rather busy on Monday.
Oh, then perhaps you'd like your injection now.
No. Thank you, dear lady. I feel we top people shouldn't sponge on the national health. I have a little man in Harley Street who'll do it for me.
I cannot stand cowardice. You'll have your injection like everyone else. Now, stand straight. Take your hands out of your pocket. And keep away from the medical brandy.
So you like your injection after all, sir?
Yes, Mildred, yes. Well, I felt sorry for the sister, you see.
To tell you the truth, I thought you were scared.
Scared? Oh, really, Mildred? I'd have thought I proved my courage during the war.
But you were in the catering corps.
Exactly. Anyone who could trace the troops after one of our meals needed real courage.
So I suppose I shall have to have an injection, too.
That's right. We must all do our best to help poor old sister.
Now then, you two.
Oh, hello, Sir Gregory. Hello. This is a delightful surprise. Now, do come in, sir. Make yourself comfortable.
Very glad to see you, sir.
Oh, stop chatting, both of you, and listen. I've brought you another little job.
Thank you.
You've heard about this European moonshot at Doonhilly.
Oh, yes, indeed, Sir Gregory. Yes, we're all very proud that Britain is leading the way in this exciting venture.
Waste of public money, in my view.
But it is a waste of money, I've always said so.
Not only that, the Ministry of Transport are worried about... And, all inside you'll see now but what's really there. And what else?
Ah, then we must have a look at the spacecraft. Check it conforms to the strength.
Oh, you'll be all right, sir. The old... Mother, the vet was putting her to sleep.
Oh, by Jove, too. It's a minute past ten. I don't think sister's coming.
Yeah, perhaps she's had an accident. Yes. We'd better go.
There's lots of work to be done here.
Just a minute. Where are you two going?
Back to our office, sister. We hoped you'd had an accident. We thought you were past it. That is to say...
Yes, will do, young man. I'm sorry I'm late. I had a bad journey.
Oh, dear me. Well, why don't you have a lie down, sister? I mean, you know, we can come back tomorrow.
Yes, or even next week.
Yes.
You won't feel so tired then.
I'm not too tired to jab my needle into a few arms.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Lamb's gone. All right, lovely.
Pay no attention. The man's a hysteric.
No, he comes from Surrey.
Now then, who's to be done first?
Mr. Lamb is my junior, so do him first.
Very well, he's the nearest. Come along, Mr. Lamb.
Yes, all right. Goodbye, one. Goodbye, Mildred. If I don't come back, you can have my colored pencils.
Stop shaking, man. Pull yourself together and come into the surgery.
Sister, would you let me off if I gave you all my luncheon vouchers?
Certainly not. Now, we have to fill in this form. What is your age, Mr. Lamb?
Still quite young.
Over 21. Sex?
Very seldom.
Male. Place of birth?
The spare bedroom.
United Kingdom. Color of eyes?
Deep fathomless pools of sapphire blue.
Grey. Now, what is your middle name, Mr. Lamb?
I'd rather not say.
Don't talk nonsense. This form is absolutely confidential. No one will see it, apart from the Ministers of Health, Pensions, and Social Security, Bank Accounts, Admin, and the Post Office.
Well, I do have a middle name because my mother was very fond of cathedral cities.
Mr. Lamb, I haven't got all day to waste. What is your middle name?
Canterbury.
I see. Richard Canterbury Lamb. Right. Now, let's get on with the job.
Could I have a blindfold?
No. There's nothing to worry about. This injection might make you sleepy, that's all. So off with the jacket and roll up your sleeve. While you're doing that, I'll fill in your colleague's form. Mr. Leonard Brown, may I have a word with you?
Oh, gracious.
What's happened?
He's been and gone away and fainted.
Fainted? Surprise.
Oh, we saw that bright ugly needle in your hand.
Needle? This is my fountain pen.
Honestly, Mr. Crawley, you never saw such a carry-on. In the end, she had to give Mr. Lamb an anesthetic before he took his injection.
Mr. Lennox Brown had his all right?
Yeah, he never knew a thing about it, did he? He was spark out on the floor. Me and Mrs. Clegg had to wheel him back to the office on the teach trolley.
How long was Mr. Lennox Brown unconscious?
Oh, hours. In the end, we had to dose him with brandy from the civil defense box.
I didn't know there was brandy in the civil defense box.
Neither did I. But Mr. Lennox Brown just revived enough to tell me.
So you had to look after them both?
You can say that again. They spent the rest of yesterday covered in rugs and lying on their desks.
Well, at least you won't get flu.
You want a bet? Thanks to looking after them, I missed my injection. There's only me in Whitehall didn't get one.
And me. I belong to the Portsmouth Puritans, you see. Injections are against our what's-his-name.
Really?
Yes. So if you're in bed with flu, I expect I'll be joining you.
Aye. General Assistant Department, Mildred Murphy, I think you are talking.
Raymond, Donnelly Space Station. Is Alex Brown there, or Lamb?
Oh, I'm sorry, Professor, they're not in yet. How's the moon shot going?
It's a right disaster, and it's all their fault.
Oh.
They sent us back our Verathol yesterday, and we gave it to the lads before takeoff.
Yeah, that's right.
Except that weren't Verathol they sent us. We've just had it analyzed, and it's some kind of flu vaccine.
Flu vaccine?
That mucker's makes folk drowsy.
Does he?
Aye. So instead of cracking onto the moon, the spacecraft orbiting the Earth with the old crew fast asleep. 500 million quid this project cost. 500 million quid just to hear three astronauts snoring.
Ooh.
And all we can see on TV is a sign saying, do not disturb. Tell your bosses to ring me back.
Did you hear that, Mr. Crawley?
Every word. He doesn't really need a telephone, does he? However did he make that mistake?
Well, they had the Verathol in the surgery next to the vaccine.
Yes?
Mr. Lamb must have picked it up instead of the Verathol and sent it to Dunini.
So what happened to the what's-his-name?
Blimey! Sister must have used that Verathol to inject everyone.
Except you and me. What's this Verathol do?
It's supposed to be some sort of truth drug.
Truth drug? You mean everyone in Whitehall's going to start telling the truth?
Oh, that couldn't happen, could it?
Morning, Mildred. Glad I'm late. Gives me less time in the office.
Trains held up by fog again, sir?
No. They very rarely are. I'm usually late because of back trouble.
Do you have trouble with your back, sir?
Yes, it doesn't like moving off my bed in the morning.
Hello, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh, Crawley. Yes, you look even wetter than usual today.
Oh, well, perhaps I'd better be off. I'm sure you've a lot to do.
No, I haven't much to do, but I'm glad that you've decided to leave.
Oh, see you later then.
Not if I see you first.
Mr. Lennox Brown, there's been an awful mistake.
Well, it's hardly surprising, Mildred, you know, the way we go on in this office.
The astronauts got the vaccine and the whole of Whitehall got injected with the truth drug.
Well, are you sure, Mildred? I was telling my usual lies all yesterday.
Well, it takes a long time to get working.
Just like me and Mr. Lamb.
Morning, Juan. Morning, Mildred.
Good Lord, I say you're later than I am, too.
I know, I got delayed on the underground.
The train broke down?
No, I was riding up and down the escalators, looking at the underwear adverts.
I'm not at all surprised at you, too. And Mildred says it's been a muddle. You've had us all injected with the truth drug.
Oh, that explains it. I just can't seem to tell a lie today.
But not only that, sir, you've ruined the European moon shot. That 2 years' work by our scientists wasted. £500 million down the drain.
I don't care, really, where all this established staff.
Established staff you may be, but Sir Gregory can still turn ugly.
No, he can't. He's incredibly ugly already.
Now then, you two.
Ah, Sir Gregory, this is a horrible surprise. Well, come in if you must, but don't make yourself comfortable.
Not at all. Glad to see you, sir.
I never supposed you would be, as I've only dropped in to bully you.
Is it just sadism that brings you here, sir?
Only partly. It also keeps me out of my office so I can avoid any real work.
I hope you won't stay long, sir.
No, I'm off to my club. I'll be scrounging a few brandies from juniors who are scared to refuse me a drink.
The truth, the old truth, and nothing but the truth.
It's rather fun, isn't it?
It may be fun for you, sir, but what about the Mr. Whitehall? All the ministers and MPs had injections, too.
And here is the news read by John Curl. There was uproar in the House of Commons today when the Chancellor answered a question on the economy. He said he couldn't give firm figures as he'd lost his counting beans. He added that he'd never understood finance anyway and only took the post because of the good pay and long holidays. Opposition leaders congratulated him and said they were only thankful they hadn't got the job. At London Airport, the Prime Minister welcomed the President of Transylvania with the words, "Go home, you crafty old pig." "You're only here for sneer." In reply, the President said he was sure the Prime Minister meant well and he was going to sack his interpreter. There have been complaints from members of the public about official letters from Whitehall ministries. Instead of "I am, sir, your obedient servant," these are now signed, "You are, mate, my obedient slave."
Well, thank heavens, the truce drug wore off.
Although it didn't turn out so badly in the end, you know. Foreign countries are most impressed by our great frankness and honesty.
And MPs discovered they don't have to pretend all the time.
And the moon shop got there after all. The astronauts worked all the better for their sleep.
But what about Sir Gregory, sir? Last time he was here, you were ever so rude to him.
I don't think he took it all in, Mildred. He was acting pretty strangely himself.
Now then, you two.
Oh, Sir Gregory, you're so delightful surprise. Just come in and make yourself comfortable.
Very glad to see you, sir.
Is that so? Well, you're also seeing the final results of your little bungle with the vaccine.
Well, we were all saying so that all in all, it worked out very well. I mean, a new feeling of honesty in high places, one of the papers said.
I dare say you've got it with anger.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
It's true you avoided trouble on a national level, but I would point out that none of us actually had flu injections.
Oh, it can still be arranged, sir. It's not too late.
It is too late. I've got flu now.
Ooh.
Come here, lamb, and let me breathe on you.
No, no,
come here, sir.